Who is great? What does it take to even be considered great? At Biomat USA, we know that everyone has greatness inside of them because the plasma in your blood is exactly what doctors need to save lives. So the answer to the question, who is great, is simple. It's you, the second you walk through our door and donate.
Earn up to $325 per month when you donate at Biomat USA in Richmond on South Laburnum, across from White Oak Shopping Center.
I want you to take this and listen to it and learn how to build and maintain a real empire, not a fake empire. I don't give a f- how hot it is outside. I'm still wearing this. New York, New York. What a city. What a city. To come back here where I made history, I became the first fighter in UFC history to win two world titles simultaneously. Thank you all. I'm blown away by the support. Hard work! Hard work! Hard work! Hard work! Hard work! Yeah!
I don't just smell victory. I don't just smell victory. You know what I smell? I smell a This didn't quit once. This didn't quit twice. But you quit three times? ~21 years?
F*** you and your time difference.
Five weight classes. And y'all choose a quitter? They said if you quit once, you'll quit twice. But three times? Oh, man.
Oh. And that's where we begin, people. Welcome. Welcome back to Fox Sports Radio, Soul in Sports. Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM and Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM. Live from Hopewell, Virginia. Live from Orlando, Florida. And live around the world, people. First, the particulars, people. Number to call in, 347-637-3859 is the number to call in. And people, I've been waiting for this moment for about 2 years now. We are about 55 minutes away from the weigh-in as we get the notorious Conor McGregor. People, he is no joke. I don't care what the boxing people have to say. Conor, the notorious McGregor, 19-2, 17 knockouts. This guy is for real. He just happened to be going against, in my opinion, the best boxer ever. Enough of this bull crap about the best defensive fighter of all time. Oh, he's probably the best one, the best we've ever seen defensively. Oh, and this and that, and all the people out there to say, oh, Floyd runs, Floyd runs. As Floyd Mayweather said himself, as I've been saying for 1, 2, 3, God darn, I don't know how, about 8 years now, I've been saying from the beginning, Floyd has never been locked down by no one. Floyd has never ran from no one. Forget money, Mayweather. I'm going back to Pretty Boy Floyd. 49-0, 26 knockouts. It goes down tomorrow night in Las Vegas from the T-Mobile Arena. We will have Chance, the boxing expert, Creed, will be calling in soon. And damn it, he better have my bottle of that special Avion bottle with Floyd Mayweather on it, because I don't care how much it costs, I'm willing to pay for it. People, welcome to the Barbershop. The Barbershop Talk does meet radio. We're here on a Lock It Up Friday, and a lot to talk about as we lock it up. We got, and listen, Micah has finally got somebody that he can hitch his wagon onto. Say it ain't so. My favorite NFL player, not just running back, but my favorite NFL player. Did you take his comments out of text? We will discuss Sadie McCoy's comments about one Colin Kaepernick and how our own Papa Lee, I call him Papa Lee anyway to you, that's Amy Richmond on the Twitter, is like, oh, finally an NFL player's not afraid to stick up and be different. Is he being different? Is he sticking up? What do you think? 347-637-3859. Also, on this Lock It Up Friday, John Bones Jones tests positive for an antibiotic steroid. And I know Hugo, who's been waiting to say it's not just about them cake, it's about the needles, has been dying to get back in this race because his guy, you know who I'm talking about, Daniel Cormier, got his, sorry, Fox Sports Radio, you got to find me for this one, got his ass whooped. And I'm going to tell you how I really feel about this so-called failed drug test. Also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, we welcome in to the Barbers, our own major Paige to the program. Listen, guys, hold up, stop, pause, think about it. Her name is Paige, but trust me, she's major. She's going to come here and give you her little thoughts as well about what's going on. But as always, I'm not here alone, and I'm not here by myself, because we will talk about boxing. And when we talk about boxing, I got to take it to the man who says it no better than I can say it. I'm going to try to mimic him, but here he comes. Come on, man. What's going on, Jay Chris? I've been waiting for this moment, Jay Chris. I feel like it's Christmas, except for I know what I'm going to get.
Come on, man. Stop trying to say that like me. Come on, man. Look, the moment comes tomorrow. The moment comes tomorrow. Am I excited about it, being the boxing fan that I am? Hell no, I ain't excited about it.
Stop it.
I'll tell you more about it. You know, I'll tell you more about it during the show. You know, I'm going to have a love-hate relationship with today's show, but it is what it is. Hell no, I ain't excited about it.
But I'm excited.
I do want to see it. I do want to see it. I'm going to just leave it at that.
Also, in the program, live from Miami. He's supposed to be in Orlando, but, you know, when Fox Sports can't pay everybody that they're supposed to pay him, they got to have a real job. What's going on, Harrow?
What's going on, Mike? 24 hours before the biggest show spectacle. Now, I'm not going to say the biggest fight, because I think the biggest fight is going to be September 18th at the T-Mobile Arena with Triple G and Canelo Alvarez. But for you to say that you're not excited for this fight, I don't know, man. The hype, just the hype alone, you should be hyped about it, Mike. I am excited for tomorrow, even if it's going to be a train wreck, which we hope it's not going to be. We're going to be entertained. But how can you not be excited with Floyd Money Mayweather and Conor McGregor, one of the best UFC fighters of all time. How can you not be?
Easy, because Jay Chris, that's just how Jay Chris likes to reside. I'm excited. Oh, well, okay. Did
that's
somebody drink
villain,
the apple?
That's my best film that I can get.
You know what? I did just get finished watching Batman and Harley Quinn, and there was no Joker in there, although Harley Quinn did, like, rape Robin, or I'm sorry, Nightwing. I'm moving on. Also in the program right now, he's trying to be on Pitmasters, but right now he's a master of his own kitchen. What's going on, Micah? And me, Richard, on the Twitter. How you doing, brother? Lock it up, Mayweather, Pretty Boy Floyd. Conor McGregor, the notorious one, it goes down in the weigh-ins in about 50 minutes.
Oh, man, that weigh-in is going to be interesting, and the fight is going to be more interesting tomorrow. Brother, my brother, I may not be there to see it. I'm going to be driving to Kentucky. Maybe I'll be able to catch it. Maybe I'll be able to catch it that night. It's late. It's going to be on late enough. You showed that whole card. I have no idea who those people are. You're going to have to educate me on who these people are and why they're important, when my only goal is to really just see Floyd Mayweather hand Conor his own cakes on a hand on a hand-spun platter, you know. Oh, excuse me. He's from Ireland, so I hand him a sack full of potatoes because, you know, Ireland, Irish, they like their potatoes and their whiskey. So there you go. All right. Yeah,
dude,
I said it.
Or
whatever, everything's racist these days. Who cares?
True. Good point. But also, guys, welcome to the program. I made her laugh, not because it should always be. And I know for the program, Money Love would be mad at me. But, ooh, ladies first is typically, but I wanted to bring anybody else in first so we can make sure we bring her on properly, people. Listen, everybody, y'all been waiting. We haven't had a female host since Izzy was back in the program and back in the early wrestling days. Huggo's like, ooh, I remember Izzy. I'm going to go find her back on Instagram. Welcome to the program, y'all. Major Paige. What's going on, Paige? How you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here as I take a drink of my wonderful list. I'm like the ladies' man, Leon Lonnie Love. Yes, I will drink in every show. Yes, owners at Fox Sports 1340. I'm in the privacy of my own home, and I got that beautiful, good Cavassier. Okay, and that's just what it is. The fight is going down. But, guys, 347-637-3859 is somebody to call in. And before we get on Mayweather and McGregor, because that's where the show is going to take us, the rest of the show, I want to go with the biggest news next to the fight this week, and that was the best fighter in UFC history, one John Bones Jones, tested positive again for a steroid. And again, shout out to shout out to King Von Gier 720 on the Twitter, holding us down, and the social media guy. But this happens, a failed drug test, comes down. He has not yet been stripped of the UFC light heavyweight title. Dana White says he is waiting for more information to come out about that. And I was one of the few people who did not tweet out to the wrong John Jones, because I know how to use it. I know how to, if you don't know the person's name, then just put your finger and scroll up to find the real person. But I didn't go bad some white guy who has nothing to do with MMA at all. I found John Jones. They bashed that guy. Right. I felt really bad. I felt hurt as a fan, as an apologist, as someone who has followed John Jones' career since I first seen him debut in the UFC. I felt betrayed. And then later on, his manager came out and had some very good words of wisdom, including one of Daniel Cormier also came out, who I thought would bash him because he bashed him for 3 years, came out and also uttered similar sentiments as far as, in the words of his manager, why would we fail a drug test that we knew about, but yet we passed? Not one, not two, and my wrestling fans, but three random drug tests. And then the one that they knew was coming the day of the weigh-in, they failed that test. That made me go, And in a world of conspiracy theorists, if you will, so to speak, I'm going to believe in John Jones right now, because one thing I do know about Johnny Bone Jones and the fan base that surrounds him, they hate him like the same way they hate Floyd Mayweather. They hate him. And it's not hard to slip something in someone's drink, which is his manager is saying, which possibly happened. Every single time I go out, me and Jay Chris been out together. I've been out with all you guys except for Major Paige.
Every time y'all see me, I put a napkin over top of my cup. Shout out to the movie Hangover. I will not be roofied ever. Okay? It's not hard to do that. I'm going to start with you, Hugo, the John Jones hater who became a John Jones fan after he whooped your boy's ass.
But I didn't become a fan.
Are you buying? Okay, well, you learned to respect him. Do you still respect him, and are you buying,
no,
A, the failed drug test, or do you believe that maybe this could be something to set him up? Could they have not stripped him of his title?
I don't think there's a setup, to be honest with you. Yes, it didn't catch the first twice, but you never know right before the fight if he actually did decide to go ahead and take that that steroid. It could have.
You
been
would
done.
Like that. You would like that. You would like
it could,
that.
It could
you,
be
you
for the fight.
That.
It could be uh-huh. right. He could have taken it, you know, while Daniel Cormier, I'm sorry, 10 minutes before the actual fight, maybe right before.
No, that's not when the test came. But the test was, he tested positive. They test them at the weigh-in. That's where the test was failed.
Right, the weigh-in and the fight.
That's where you're misunderstood. That's not where he fell. He didn't fail. They didn't do the post-fight drug test. That's the one they're still waiting on. This was the pre-fight drug test. On Friday night before Saturday night, the one that came up testing positive. And
right.
Again,
okay.
You're telling me that you're telling me, okay, one intelligent fellow that you are, you manage people's accounts all over the world. You're telling me that it's not possible. It's impossible that you know a drug test is coming and you pass, you failed that one, but the random ones that took hair strands and blood, you passed. But you're not giving a guy a pass right now, Hugo? Really?
I don't know, Mike. I'll be honest with you. There, I mean, obviously, there could be an elephant in the room. I'll be honest with you, though. But based
yeah, it's
on
called a cheater. What, it ain't cutting it. I don't believe it was John Jones.
What I was going to say is based on what we've seen in John Jones' past, you know what I mean? Not only with the first suspension, but also with the booger sugar, like you like to call it. When you go,
listen.
Like that. No, but listen, Mike.
Okay,
hey,
it's just booger sugar.
All of the credibility that that John Jones, the little bit of credibility that he had, should you be really surprised that this actually came up? Yes. Oh, excuse me. No, you should not be surprised because he has had that history of failing a drug.
That's what's wrong with y'all people.
Also being on cocaine.
That's what's wrong with y'all people. Right there. Right there, the same people like you are the same people that automatically blame Bill Cosby. You're the same people that automatically blame R. Kelly. I don't care what the tape show.
Okay.
Things should be altered. Okay.
Okay. Based off of his, I should actually believe John Jones saying all of
that. Okay. My problem with this. My problem with this, and I'm gonna have Jay Chris jump in there after I say this because our time is short here on this Lock It Up Friday. The reason why I say innocent until proven guilty. Because his past should not inflate in what you think of him now. Because he didn't sell he knew. He openly said he took cocaine. Okay? He openly said that he took this male enhancement drug. He didn't deny that he took the steroid. Never once did he say, I didn't take that. He said, yeah, I took it. Listen, I was, trying to go extra in the bedroom with the wife. He openly admitted that. He openly admitted to being partying, and that's Bill very well documented that he party up until the Jeremy Cormier fight, and after that he hit a stardom, and he did those things. So I do think there should be some benefit of the doubt here, and I'm not just saying that because I'm a fan. I'm being honest. I think because of he's always been open and honest about what his shortcomings have been, and now he's reluctant to even say anything about it, and he's upset, and his camp is coming out, giving us information that none of us knew, that he felt, that he passed, I'm sorry, all these other tests until he fails this one. Jay Chris, your thoughts on this whole thing? And we'll reconvene this also on Monday when we have more time. Go ahead, Jay Chris.
Well, you really got to think about it because it is a little funny that, he passed all these random tests. And forget the fact that he knew the test was coming. He passed all these random tests, and then all of a sudden, a test that happens right before the fight, he fails that test. Now, knowing what you know about steroids is something that gives you, it doesn't make you stronger. Steroids does not make you stronger, but it allows you to
recover.
Not necessarily recover. Some steroids allow you to recover, but when guys that lift weights take steroids, they take it so they can work out longer.
Right.
And in turn, that builds up their bodies or whatever the case may be. It wouldn't make sense for you to do that right before a fight because you're not working out. Okay, you're doing it before
cocaine
a fight.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
you're doing it right before a fight, and what purpose does that serve if you haven't been doing it for the weeks and months leading up to the fight?
Another great point.
So it makes it kind of fishy. Now let me play devil's advocate on myself here.
Uh-huh. I knew that was coming.
If I knew I was cheating, taking what I shouldn't have been doing, I'm giving myself an out. Yeah, I passed all the random ones, but I didn't pass the one I knew was coming. Yeah, that's a little bit of an inbred out, but it's a little bit of a built in out.
I'm gonna go ahead and
take this right before the fight. Because I passed all the random ones. So I'm going to take this before the fight. And if it comes up bad, I just say, look, I passed all the random ones. You really think I'm going to fail the one that I knew was coming? I'm just saying. I'm thinking like somebody that's doing a lot of tests. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, frankly, I don't like baloney. And that sounds like...
I'm not going to stand here listening to this baloney.
He won't, you know.
Only
he
baloney when you're a fan.
Baloney.
No,
I don't know what's going on, y'all. Okay. Yeah, just saying, man. You can say he's being a fan all you want to, but can the casual person step in and just add a suggestion to this?
Blind tag.
Okay. So NFL doesn't do random drug tests unless you're in the program. Okay. Everyone who is in the NFL knows when the weed test is coming. Weed, unlike cocaine, heroin, and other kind of narcotics, other kind of drugs, weed stays in your system the longest. For whatever reason, this plant-based substance stays in your system the longest. For some people, it's a month. For some people, it's a little bit longer. Some people, it's a little bit shorter. But on average, we're talking about
About 30 days.
So about 30 days, unless you got something really, really strong that can clean out your system. So guys who get caught during the weed test know when the test is coming, and they're dumb enough to do weed 30 days out before they know when the test is coming. I'm saying it's not too far-fetched that John Jones, now from what we understand, some of the things that was in the test was that it was estrogen blockers, and estrogen blockers are things that trigger that said you're coming off of performance-enhancing drugs off of a cycle. Cool. He thought he did it enough times to where he didn't get caught. At the same time, though, I would have to agree with you, Mike, that it doesn't make sense that a guy who's been open about his stuff, and people will use your past to predict precedent about what you're going to do in your future as if you don't know how to change. People do that all the time, especially with folks who have criminal histories and things like that.
Right.
How in the world is a guy, and that is a plausible question. How can I, a person who took random drug tests because of my past, they put me on random testing, and I pass all three random tests. How can those tests that have the same standards as the test before the fight, before the weigh-in, how can all the tests that have the same standards, then I pass, and then the test that has the same standards that I know about, I fail? I'm confused. I will have to be confused about that, and that information that you brought to light, Mike, actually puts doubt in my mind, reasonable doubt, that this actually is a positive test from the standpoint of, well, John Jones did something and slipped something in his drink or someone, you know, right before the fight, even though he passed three random tests before. So it's conflicting stories, and this ain't the first time something like this with performance-enhancing stuff happened. For example, Ryan Braun, the first time when he was supposed to initially have got popped, it was a situation where the dude didn't handle his urine sample correct. Okay, that got him off. Then he actually really got caught. Okay, John Jones actually was honest about what he did and his failings and shortcomings. That's all I'm trying to get to. That's the hard part. If he's honest about it and he comes in, it's crazy.
As Huggle says, the deposits come out. Paige, let me have you jump in there real fast. Your thoughts. Do you think, I know you're new to the program and MMA, you're dabbling into it. Do you think that from what you're hearing and what you've heard about the story thus far, that, you know, being an innocent bystander that you are, whose side are you on here? A positive test, or you think he probably could have been set up despite the addiction to cocaine in the past?
Well, when I first heard it, I definitely thought, okay, he did this. There was no doubt in my mind.
Right.
After listening to you guys talk, I'm like, okay, maybe there might be a possibility that he could have been set up, or let me ask the question, is it a possibility that he could have already had these drugs in his system and maybe not have taken them right before the fight?
Well, let me say something.
Or the weigh in.
Dana White came out and said, all right, that type mm-hmm. of that steroid takes 48 hours for it to come out of your system. That's one thing that he said, and he said it on various medias out there, saying the drug that he took takes 48 hours for it to completely come out of the system. Hence why I'm saying that I don't think there's an elephant in the room, just because if it takes 48 hours for it to come out of the system, he could have done it at any time. 10 minutes before the fight,
right.
He could have done it. He could have done it.
See, it's what I tell my kids. Are you listening, or do you hear me, or are you listening?
Right.
No, do you hear me, or are you listening?
How
because
long does it take for you?
Because, no. Even Jay Chris just pointed out the fact of how, you know, even taking a steroid, it takes time for it to build up. And again, you keep harping on he could have took it the night of the fight. He didn't test positive for that. He tested positive at the weigh-in. And even if he takes a drug, it comes out your system in 48 hours, right? 48 hours. You don't know when a test is coming.
I'll be honest.
You don't know when I walk in the house from work, I don't know if there's going to be dinner on the table, if my wife's going to have the kids sleep, if she's in the bedroom preparing. I don't know what's going to happen. It's called the unexpected. So you cannot take a random test and never know that you're going to test positive. And not to mention that, I spoke with some juice heads. And my name's Juice. I'm talking about like those Jersey Shore, the what's the name? God darn the name. Ronnie too. All those kind of guys, the juice heads, right? They laugh at these kind of steroids that he tested positive for. That's not even a real steroid, okay? So this is something that clearly, if you're going to take a steroid, that's all I'm saying here. You're going to take some good stuff. You want some kush, or you want some swag for my weed head. That's all I'm trying to say. Okay, 347-637-3859.
I got one thing to say before we move on.
Go ahead.
Has John Jones really earned the benefit of the doubt?
No, he hasn't. That's the problem. That's what Hugo is pointing out, that because of his past shortcomings, which even I openly admitted, I jumped down and stoked when I first heard the news. But when I heard the other stuff come out, I'm older than most of you guys. Arsenio Hall had the thing. Things that make you go, It has to give you a pause for concern when you hear the fact that he passed these other random tests and now the one he knew about, he failed. You have to be some kind of special dummy to do that. And I learned from Floyd Money.
Well, some people are intelligent, and some people are gifted. I'm God gifted.
That's all I'm trying to say. Okay? I don't think he's that kind
cocaine
of dumb.
Is out of the drug. Makes you do dumb things.
All I know is strip him out of the title.
Yeah, you wouldn't want that because your fat boy got his arse whooped. You need some kind of redemption. Do me a favor. Go Google all about them cakes, and that's where Daniel Cormier belongs. No. Don't whatever me. You on a 10-second stand with Vicky. It's been a while. I don't want to hear your damn apology today. I'm going to give you the 4 in a second because your world is about to come up right now, and it has nothing to do with him. Okay? 10 seconds is over. Now, people, the fight of the century, some are calling it, others, many are not calling it that. Hugo says no. Jay Chris, the fighting fan, is not excited about it. Micah, just a semi-entertainment boxing fan, on the fence about it, but he wants to see it. I myself am just, I'm a mark. You know what I mean? It's what it is. I'm a consumer. I buy everything. I'm a moron. Sorry, Mama, that's how you made me. And Paige, we're going to find out where she stands at. Major Paige, it is on Twitter. We're going to find out where she stands at in a second. But no matter how you want to shake it, no matter how you want to chop it up, whether you like your eggs scrambled, sauce scrambled hard with American or cheddar cheese, this fight's going down, and it's going to happen. I like something that I heard today in an interview with Floyd Money Mayweather. Going back to Floyd, Pretty Boy Floyd said on Snoop Dogg's podcast, and he mentioned the words, everybody said, well, how does Conor deserve this fight? Why does Conor deserve this fight? What has he done to deserve to step into the ring with the best of all time? I'm going to say the best of all time because I've never seen nobody go 49-0. You don't have to like his style. You don't like how he got there. But at the end of the day, we give Jordan, We give Mannings, we give Montanas, we give Tiger, we give every award based off their win-loss ratio in the biggest moments. This man has never lost. I don't care what era he fought in. That's not his fault. I don't care about he dicks and dodged that person. Doesn't matter. His record says 49-0. So from where I stand, and as I am the king of all, I survey like Joffrey Jarr, he is the best fighter of all time. And he said, boxing had no one that could beat me. He fought Canelo Alvarez. And guess what? He schooled Canelo Alvarez. He fought every fighter there was, and he beat them. So he's sitting at home. Here go this arrogant, cocky Irishman whooping ass in the UFC, taking a quote from Muhammad Ali, taking quotes from Biggie Smalls, and just taking notes from the world of professional wrestling. And he made a name for himself so big that the odds opened up, I believe, at 12 to 1, and now there are 6 to 4 odds. He has not just non-boxing fans, but fans alike thinking that he actually has a chance because he is the best at what he does in his business. So you get the fight between Conor McGregor, the best in MMA, to, you know, that weight class. I don't think Conor's the best in MMA, but he put himself in a position, and he is the most highest paid MMA fighter for what he has done in the octagon, taking on the best of all time. And I think it's what's going to happen. Now let's talk about the logistics. Starting with you, Paige, as you see this fight, one, Kirsten, let me ask you, are you excited about this fight? And B, is this a fight we like to say to pay or not to pay? Or if Wally was here, or you're going somewhere else to watch the fight? Your take, Paige.
Okay, one, I'm not excited about the fight because we all know how it's going to end up. We know how it's going to end up. So I'm not excited, not to mention I'm kind of a fan of the old school boxers like Roy Jones Jr. and Lennox Lewis, and you know, just that whole era. And I think like this new era of boxing is more so, I think the social media and things like that mess it up, but that's a different conversation. Mm-hmm. I think you go somewhere and watch this fight. I don't think you need to waste your money on it. Mm-hmm. Did I forget a question?
No, excited to buy, not to buy. Going, you answered all three. I like you. You're a group. See, y'all can learn something from her. Okay, so I'm gonna go to
the hell
the
it
other,
isn't Tom.
I'm gonna go to the other non big boxing combat sport fan, and that's it, Emmy Richmond on the Twitter. Micah, your take and don't suck. Are you excited about this fight? And to buy or not to buy? That is the question.
I am always excited about the spectacle that Floyd Mayweather brings to all his boxing matches. And so this one was definitely one of the biggest spectacles he ever did. I'm excited to see him work Conor McGregor. However, I am not excited to spend $99 of my money. So I will not be buying. However, I may buy some wings at an establishment that's buying the fight.
Okay, I hear that. And everybody else, hold your thought as we bring in Champ Keith Creed, who is live at the weigh-in. Champ, how's the post in the damn city? I hear you in the background.
Hey, man, listen. It's like they gave away some tickets. They sold some tickets. It's really energetic here. And I don't know if we're live because I cursed. But this right here is lit, bro. Cardi B performed, YG performed. They had a couple of other performers. Michael Rappaport showed up. I mean, this is the total sports entertainment experience this entire week. It's on par with WrestleMania, bro. But it's just a little bit more, got a little bit more urban swag to it, if you feel me.
I got you. Question. Is it still Floyd City or has Ireland taken over Vegas?
Oh, bro. Ireland, the Irish contingent have taken over. They've taken over the sports book because they put 90% of the bets on McGregor. They've taken over the bars. They've taken over the streets. They started chanting. Listen, it's safe to assume that Conor McGregor is now the A side of the pay-per-view coin.
Wow.
Floyd Mayweather, this may be his last go-round, but this win or lose, the torch will be passed. And whatever McGregor does next, whether it be a boxing match with Paulie Malignaggi, which I think he'll do, or whether it's him going back to the UFC, he's definitely going to be the A-side from here on in for the rest of his career.
Last question. I know you're busy. To fight fans out there, champ, well, two questions. A, are you still believing that Mayweather will dominate this fight, and to buy or not to buy? That is the question.
Well, you know, I think Floyd, look, here's my prediction. I was holding off on it, but I see a stoppage, TKO stoppage, or a towel, referee stoppage, or a body shot stoppage by Floyd in the eighth round. I think round three is going to have, like, the most exciting round in round three and four. And then I do believe that this is Floyd's fight to dominate. And what was the other question before I forget?
To buy or not to buy?
If you're a fan of spectacle and sports entertainment, this is what you buy. This is what you live for. If you're looking for a car crash, if you're looking for, you know, pro wrestling antics, if you're looking for that, you buy this. But if you're a boxing purist or you're a mixed martial arts purist, you probably don't want to buy it. You'll wind up going to a bar or something like that. But the one thing I will say about it is that this brings fans together. It brings friends together. You have media, you have CNN here. You have MSNBC here, along with the other media outlets that focus on sports. So this is about entertainment. It's about finances. It's about sports. So, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, piss on a picnic or piss on a parade. So I say go ahead and buy it.
Well, that's, you heard it from the champ here first. Fox Sports Radio's on and Champ Crete Network's on. Protivation is what he's doing. Please find my bottle of Avion, brother, and let me know how much it costs. Can you do that for it, brother?
Will do. I will do. You can follow me. Everyone, follow me at Champ Crete on all social media. That's at Champ and Crete, like the movie. I'll talk to y'all later.
Peace. There you have it. The champ was here. Listen, I told Champ earlier today when he called me, and asked me, could he be on the show today? And, of course, I'm never turning Champ down. I said, just for 8 hours, can I have your life? You have my wife and kids. You can't sleep with my wife, though. You know what I mean? Just come here and change places with me just for 8 hours. I need to be in Vegas, okay? I'd be damned. This is Hugo's fault because, Hugo, when we heard about this fight, we said we were going to be in Las Vegas. What the hell happened? We're not in Vegas.
Did.
You're in Miami and I'm in Orlando, damn it. Something's gone wrong, okay? But – as I go back to Jay Chris, I call him the – listen, I love boxing, but sometimes – and Jay Chris pointed this out to me. I don't like to hear that. But, you know, when someone points something out and you look in the mirror and it comes to be true, you have to listen, right? At least you should if you're an adult. Sometimes my fanism can get in the way of things, okay? So as much as I love boxing, okay, and I've been watching boxing for, I don't know, 35 damn years, okay – I am excited about this fight because I want to see – I like being wrong, because especially when it comes to like things like wrestling, because it's predetermined, and I like to be wrong and say, oh, I always do like pick'ems with a shout-out to Russell Rumble, who sponsors the show here and there. They do the little pick'em things, and I ended up in like last place, like the last two pay-per-views. He's like, damn, Mike Knox, what's going on? I say, listen, I like being wrong because I want to enjoy the show, right? So – saying all that to say, I'm not going to be wrong about this. I'm picking it right now. Get it ready. Lock it up. You heard Champ say in the eighth round? Man, fuck that, man. Floyd, money, Mayweather will throw in the damn towel. You're going to hear that from Conor McGregor's corner as this fight will be stopped somewhere between round four and round five. And I want to go. I want to have some big. You lock it up. Okay, I want to have, like, on Major League, I want to have marbles enough to say the third round, you know? But sometimes you just got to hold back because Floyd's a slow starter. 4 to 5 rounds, this fight is over. And I'm going to say it before, and I said it once again. If Floyd loses this fight, it's a damn fix. It's 100% a damn fix. I don't care if he gets knocked out. It's a fix. 100% a fix. Nothing else, nothing less, no rematch. Floyd says goodbye, 50-0. Boxing purist can kiss his ass. The record will say 50-0. I'm going with you, Hugo. You're the MMA guy, but I know you love Floyd. Does Conor McGregor have a puncher's chance? Because I say, yeah, he does. One in a million, like me winning the Powerball, which none of us did. I didn't even win my money back from my ticket.
Can you believe that it was an older gentleman
It's always somebody freaking old. It's always somebody freaking old.
Always, man.
If I'd have won that, we would all be on vacation somewhere. Even I knew it was Paige here. I'm not lying. And then I'd have bought so much airspace on Sirius XM radio, I could just cuss all I wanted to. And I'd have to just ask God later for forgiveness.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. It'll be next time, Mike. It'll be next time. But anyway, yes, he has a puncher's chance. I mean, I think any fighter has a puncher's chance, even on their best day. It is a boxing match. Obviously, I am not going to be stupid enough to go with Conor McGregor. As much as I love mixed martial arts, as much as I love the UFC, it is Floyd's world. This is his domain. Is what he, you know, what he embellishes. He is the best of all time. I agree with you on that standpoint, Mike. This whole thing, best of an era type of thing. Nah, he is the best of all time. This is our time, and Floyd lives in our time, so to us, he is the best ever. So, if Floyd goes all in, however, I think Floyd, you know, being smart, he is the better, he is the best boxer, obviously the best fighter, not the best puncher, but the best fight, the best boxer, I should say. I'm still going to think he's going to be a little bit more. He's still going to be defensive. I'm still going to go with a Floyd Money Mayweather. I'm not going to go with a knockout. I don't think we're going to see a knockout. The only thing we're going to see a knockout of is if Conor McGregor does get his puncher's chance. I am going to go unanimous decision. Floyd Money Mayweather wins tomorrow night and the bragging rights over.
Lock it up. You better lock it up.
Lock it up.
Now, Jay Chris, all this damn time, right? Cause here goes something, y'all. I'm letting the world know on some little secrets here, right? And before I let Jay Chris go, because I like to talk and I like to hear myself talk too sometimes. I tried to set up something fake, like first and 10, because that's fake, right? Y'all didn't know that. That's fake. They wake up in the morning and you go this side, I go that side. You go plus, you go minus, right? I tried my best to mimic that. I said, hey, Hugo, you're going to go for Conor McGregor. You're the UFC guy. And Hugo's like, what? But I don't believe in that. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. I said, come on. It's going to be good for radio, right? I said, Jay Chris, you're the boxing guy. Jay Chris said, hey, no problem, right? We tried to make it happen. It was horrible, right, guys? It was just bad. We're the barbershop, right? We believe in being honest and real. Fans, I apologize. Hugo just poked his two words. I know he's been holding that back, and I know it's a Mayweather guy. Jay Chris, to buy, not to buy. Who you got in this fight? How do you have this fight being won?
Well, I'm going to answer the first question first. To buy, not to buy. I said it, I think, a couple weeks ago. You got to buy this fight only because it's Floyd Mayweather, right? That's the only reason you can buy this fight. Not because you think it's going to be a good fight. Not because you think you're excited about all this fake hype that's been generated. Only buying this fight because it's Floyd Mayweather. All right, it's like seeing Michael Jordan play again.
You okay? Always say that.
Now, still not excited about this fight.
Right? Hold on, I think Paige gave you a big emoji since she uses those a lot with them. Paige, we allow blind tags here. What was that mummer, if you will? Or is that the right word? It's okay, y'all.
I don't know. Okay, I think it's important to see the fight. I don't think that it's important to buy it. I do agree with you saying that it's kind of like seeing Jordan play, but I think it's important to see. But I'm just going to play devil's advocate here, because what if McGregor does beat Floyd? What if Floyd doesn't really take this as seriously as she could, as seriously as he could,
I would
or as he should? Okay. And McGregor comes in there and just outlast him just based on endurance alone, because we're not getting like throwback pretty boy Floyd. He hasn't fought in 2 years. He's 40 years old. Am I right? In 40?
Yeah, 40 years old.
Is he even in, and I know he keeps himself in shape, but do you think he's in the kind of shape to last 12 rounds? Should it go to 12 rounds?
I heard from very credible sources that were in his gym for the last 3 weeks that he is not the same. And that he has not taken this fight serious. And I think two things from hearing that, and then I go back to Jay Chris. When I hear that, I go, I hope that's not a bad thing, because I don't think you should take anybody for granted. And in Floyd's other 49 fights, I don't think you took anybody for granted. So because when I hear that, is why I hear you should buy the fight. But then it also gives me, like y'all been using all day, I'm going to play it, play the devil advocate and caveat in this is that maybe he knows just that well he's going to whoop his ass. It don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? So it depends on what side of the coin you want to sit on. I'm going to tell him the fact of the matter is it doesn't matter, and Floyd works out all the time anyway. Like we already know that, and that Roy Jones, one of my favorite fighters of all time, said, you know, a fighter – in boxing, skill set is different than a striker in MMA. The training's different. The head movement's different. The hand speed is different. You don't lose that like riding a bike. I may forget how to shoot a basketball because I ain't shot a basketball in 3 years. But I don't think Steph Curry will forget how to dribble a basketball as much as Steph practices basketball. I don't think Floyd got to throw a punch and move his head. Back to you, Jay Chris.
Well, all right, so...
That was loud.
I don't remember where I left off, but I'm gonna just put it to you like this. First, let me address what you said about seeing Floyd in the gym. You had a source that saw Floyd in the gym.
Uh-huh.
Let me put it. I'm gonna tell it to you like this. Unless this I don't know who your source is, but unless this source was someone who was in the gym with him on a daily basis, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it because there are days when the media is allowed in
the
gym.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
And you will see what they want you to see.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm not completely buying that.
Okay. Let me ask you this: blind tag. Are you buying the fact that Paulie Malignaggi was sent to Conor McGregor's camp by Floyd Mayweather as they were jokingly doing on FightHype.com?
No.
Okay.
Not buying that either.
Okay.
Not buying that either. You know, I mean, there was
what are you buying? What are you buying?
Signed. I'm not buying a fight. Tell you that.
Okay. Well, that's because you'd be at work.
But let me explain to you why I'm not excited about this fight. Okay. And everybody on the show, I'm assuming, can remember the name Kimbo Slice.
Mm-hmm.
Kimbo Slice, before he became a mixed martial artist, was whooping everybody behind on the street. Okay, and everybody's like, man, this dude, can't nobody beat this guy, blah, 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 right? What happened when Kimbo Slice got into the ring with the mixed martial arts?
Before
he got into the octagon, he actually fought a mixed martial artist on the street and got whooped, all right? But then he gets into the octagon, all right? I believe he won his first fight. Let me explain to you this. His first fight was not against the best fighter in the game. All right? Let's say his first fight was against the best fighter in the game. There's no way he's winning that fight. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, I believe you're right. Do you think he hits harder than Canelo Alvarez or Miguel Cotto? Do you think Conor McGregor hits harder than those guys with the boxing speed of a force of a punch? You know, that sports science whole stuff that I'm not too, you know, I'm not that smart, but people are that smart.
Here's the thing. Does he hit harder than those guys?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no. But I'm going to say that tentatively because he's heavier than those guys, right?
Okay.
But I'm going to say no because Miguel Cotto or Canelo Alvarez, Shane those guys are trained to do nothing but throw punches.
Okay.
They're not trained to throw the kicks. They're not trained to look for opportunities to grapple. These guys do nothing but throw punches. They don't throw the elbows. You know what I mean? They're not doing any of that. Strictly punches. So you can be strong and throw a punch and still not punch hard. But if you're trained to throw a punch correctly, to snap that jab, to turn on that hook, then you can throw your punch will be devastatingly harder than it is when you're not trained to just throw punches. So, no, to answer your question, no. Those guys hit harder than Conor McGregor, in my opinion.
I'm going to you now.
Any of them, though.
So, Papa Lee, who wins this fight and in what round?
Oh, this is the easiest thing ever I had to predict ever.
Well, point to the easy work then.
I'm going to point to the easy work, Dark Sonny. The easy work is Floyd Mayweather in six. And six. And it won't be a knockout. I don't know why he keep on saying knockout.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to tell you why.
He ain't knocking out. He ain't knocking him out. He's not knocking him out.
I'm going to blind tag you. Okay, not knockout, okay? It's going to be a TKO. And he might I think it could be that Terrence Crawford body blow that we saw last Saturday.
That was nasty.
I could see that happen.
That was nasty body blow.
Okay, the best time to
find the world. Can I get a blind tag in on that? Can I get a blind tag about that fight?
Yeah, you're there.
And Ndongu came into the ring. The entire fight, he was scared to get hit. He was afraid to get hit the entire fight. Please agree with me on that. That's why I was about to text you, Mike, and say this dude is about to get knocked out.
You did. As soon as I hit you with the Twitter joint, you sure did hit me back and go, yeah, you did say I was just about to text you.
But yeah, that's how it's going down, man. That's how it's going down. Floyd Mayweather was going to get him done. He's going to look like remember Nate Diaz's face after they first fought and Nate Diaz won?
Yeah.
That face. But that's going to be Conor's face, and they're going to stop it when it gets to that point because, you know, boxing don't let their guys get, you know, that
yeah,
much. I will say this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. I will say this. It was brought up today. I was listening to a variety of radio stations. As always, you're trying to get my study, trying to get my work in, you know, point to these work. One guy brought up Mike Tyson. And Mike Tyson had a fight against some white dude that he was supposed to just destroy. The dude was a total stiff. We didn't know how to meet. I don't know exactly who that guy's name is.
Help me out, J. Chris. Yeah, but that one that fights when Tyson came back out of prison.
Was it Francois Botha?
I don't think it was Francois Botha. I think it was the white
guy. It was a real good guy.
When he first got out of prison?
Yeah, when he first got out of prison.
Peter McNeely.
Yeah, it may have been him. That may have been the guy you talked about. Because Tyson was doing his thing, and then McNeely can't move anything, so he wound up, hit Tyson with a left, and Tyson was like, oh, you got some strength. Let me play you a little differently. And so... at the very least, what I want Conor McGregor to do is to get one or two good, solid shots, which don't really happen that often on Floyd. If he can get one or two of them, then I can see Floyd do Damon Wayans and Great White Hype and actually get serious and finish the job. I just want to see that.
Micah, let me stop you right there, Micah, because I said it earlier to Mike when we were talking earlier. If he gets two shots on Floyd back.
I disagree.
Floyd Mayweather can hit hard enough that he gets two. Shane Mosley got one, and he almost went down. Yeah, he was holding on for his dear life.
That is the biggest
miss
over of that fight.
If Conor gets two, if he puts them together back to back,
biggest misnomer of that fight. When Floyd got hit by him. It was instinct to hold on. I don't think it was fear. And then
it was instinct to hold on. But he had to. If he didn't, he was going down. Of course it was instinct.
What happened immediately following the punch? Do you know?
Floyd grabbed Shane Gunn.
No. And he walked his ass backwards.
No.
He balled.
No.
Yes,
go back and look at it. As soon as he got hit, his knees buckled and he grabbed the arm.
It did. And after he grabbed the arm, he got his webs together, thanks to Spider-Man, and he walked his ass down.
Yes, right. One punch, though,
okay.
Right?
Okay, yes. I get what you're saying. I'm not knocking McGregor's power. And
that's baloney. That's baloney, Jay Christian. You watch an immense more amount of boxing than I do. But I'm sorry. If I'm sitting here and if I sit here and fight 49 fights and people land clean punches on me and I don't go down,
No one's landed clean punches. There's plenty of guys
that he's fought, and I've seen Mayweather, I've seen the Canelo fight, I've seen the Pacquiao fight, I've seen the Victor Ortiz fight where Victor Ortiz forgot to protect himself. It was cheap, but he still forgot to protect himself. That was his fault. I've seen guys land the one or two variety of shots, and a couple of them with power on the fights that I have seen Floyd Mayweather to this point. And a person who watches more boxing than I do can tell me that just because he had this one issue with this one incident with this one boxer that he actually got clipped on, that was a trained boxer. It's not an MMA guy who doesn't know how to actually box and throw the punch in a way a boxer would throw
from the
to create
from
the force necessary
from the
to throw
Conor,
the rock.
Conor,
Mayweather.
No, Conor won
uh-oh,
all
uh-oh.
Of his fights on his
Conor
feet.
Hold on. Let Hugo jump in there. Go ahead, Hugo.
Conor,
McGregor grew up on boxing.
Yeah, I knew
one
of his
specialties
is
boxing.
I knew he was going to say it. You know when he left boxing? Do you know? When he was 12 years old. When
exactly.
The last time have you seen Conor McGregor throw a boxing punch? He does it. He doesn't throw from the shoulder. He throws from the hip. And I agree with Micah, the most non-sports combat fan here in his assessment, which is shocking the AT-double hockey stick out of me, mama, but he's right. Okay? I think Floyd can take two punches from Conor and walk through them things like, you know, when you go to the bathroom and you ate the wrong burrito. That's how I think he's going to run through his punches, okay? Now, with 4 minutes before the weigh-in, with 24 hours officially before the prelims that no one's really going to watch because the fight starts at about 12:30 a.m. So I'll probably be watching Power and be done with Power before the fight even comes on tomorrow night. Okay? So if you're going to a fight party, shame on you because I'm watching Power. Okay? But with all that being said, okay, it's going down tomorrow. Did we get your page, your major page? Did we get your winner of this fight in what round?
I'm going to go
lock it
Floyd
up.
Mayweather in six rounds. That's what I'm going to do.
You heard
Floyd
it. That's our first lock it up. That is our first official lock it up. Listen, I can't believe I said this to Jay Chris earlier. I can't believe that today I listened to Mike and Mike in the morning. I stopped listening to them. Once I joined Fox Sports, I really stopped listening to ESPN. I really did. It's my preference. But I heard them this morning because my wife was out of town. I got the kids. And I said, wow, he made a point. Conor McGregor, who I used to love, then made people, including black fans, do something they haven't done in years. You know what that is? That's cheer for Floyd Mayweather. He has been despicable. He has been disrespectful at race, at trying to cover up what he said. And I will never get past the fact that that clip I played when the show started when he was in Brooklyn, you made fun of Mayweather for how he dressed. But when you got to New York, you thought it was acceptable to dress that way because it was the hip-hop, quote-unquote, culture. Nah, bruh, I didn't get it. Then I hate, no offense, I got more white friends than most white people. But when a white person tells me, I am black, 1%, that's the most disrespectful, degrading thing you can say in my opinion, too, because are you dissing your own people? Are you saying white people can't have Big Johnson? Their members not large enough? Pause. I don't care. I'm just saying. Okay? But with all that being said and then some, two villains, for those who don't know, two heels are going to go at it tomorrow. What heel will be on top? Everybody thinks that it's Floyd. But when he wins the fight, is it better for boxing or worse? And the bigger question we will answer on Monday, and that's this. If he loses, boxing is dead. I said it. If Floyd Money, Pretty Boy Floyd, loses this fight, boxing is dead. Because he's not supposed to lose to the sweet science to an MMA guy that people have made fun of to say all you gotta do is go get drunk and have a really like outside street fight with. There's probably technically no skill. I know there's skill involved in MMA fighters. I know. I've seen it. You can't tell me John Jones ain't a bad boy. You can't tell me help me. I'm all over the place right here. You can't tell me that George St. Pierre didn't have skills. You can't tell me that. You can't tell me Yoda Machida was just, you know, they have skill. But they're not the sweet science. I said it before, I'm going to say it again. MMA fighters became MMA fighters, guys, because they couldn't box. It's that simple. If they were good enough to box, they would be boxing. And they're not. So that's why they're MMA fighters. No offense, Tyron Woodley, friend of the program. No offense to Jimmy Rivera, friend of the program. No offense to T.J. Dillashaw, friend of the program. We've had them all here. I respect you. I can't kick your ass unless it's Madden football. Okay? But I'm not that guy. I can out-talk you any day. I'm the voice of the voice of the voice of the voiceless. Move over, CM Punk. You're not even from Chicago. I am. Okay? So with all that being said, guys, listen, we got to go. Monday is going down the post show. We still ain't talking about SummerSlam. And if you ain't seen Power by Monday, that's on you because I'm spoiling it for all y'all and Game of Thrones. It's that simple. AFC, NFC, we're going to break down not one, not two, but four teams on Monday. Guys, listen, do not wake yourself up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me and don't love God. That's crazy. Listen, guys, we are out of here. We will see you Monday morning. Get ready to go watch the weigh-ins. We are going Floyd Money Mayweather!
Who is great? What does it take to even be considered great? At Biomat USA, we know that everyone has greatness inside of them because the plasma in your blood is exactly what doctors need to save lives. So the answer to the question, who is great, is simple. It's you, the second you walk through our door and donate.
Earn up to $325 per month when you donate at Biomat USA in Richmond on South Laburnum, across from White Oak Shopping Center.
Who is great? What does it take to even be considered great? At Biomat USA, we know that everyone has greatness inside of them because the plasma in your blood is exactly what doctors need to save lives. So the answer to the question, who is great, is simple. It's you, the second you walk through our door and donate.
Earn up to $325 per month when you donate at Biomat USA in Richmond on South Laburnum, across from White Oak Shopping Center.